Then he had a big fine looking black horse, old Prince, the gentlest horse, and my sister could ride him just miles and miles. Well, he traded him and got a pair of young mules then, a black mule and a bay mule. And they were better, you know, for farm work. Take all around, I think, I believe they were better. Just most of them. Of course, some horse stuff would work good to a plow and work good to a wagon. But they were, seemed like more for riding.
I see.
Even back then.
Where would you keep the animals when they were not up at the barn? Would they be out in a fenced in?
Well, in the lot. We called it a lot. And had my daddy's lot had a great big high rail fence around it. They talk about a 10 rail fence, and I guess that one was. It took that to turn. Some stock would be rubbish, you know, they'd jump over. Mm-hmm. And it was nailed, part of the lot fence was nailed to a big sweet gum tree. And I remember sitting up on the top rail and picking sweet gum out of the trough, the tree, you know.
Ten rails would be.
I guess it was. I wouldn't doubt it. It had one mule was more roguish than the other. Then we had to have a fence that would hold them.
Where, by the way, would you keep the hogs?
Well, they'd have a pen, you know, keep them in, sometimes a big pen. Mm-hmm. They'd put them up in there in the wintertime, you know. And of course, they feed them, they had to feed the fattening hogs especially, you know. Mm-hmm. And
do you remember having any wild hogs around?
Oh, you don't mean sure, don't mean just sure enough a wild right hog, do you? Yeah. You mean something just running out like, oh yes, yeah, sometimes they would stray off, you know, and they'd say that hog's gone wild. And maybe people would, a man would have to hunt and hunt before, you know, he found them. And they had what they call marking them up in the ear, you know, a split and...
I see.
Well, I can't... It seemed like a long split and sharp. It seemed like that was Daddy's mark for his hog ears. Mm-hmm. And they'd say, now, have you seen a hog with a certain mark, you know? Well, if you have, that's my hog, and he'd got out. That's
what I see.
People would say. Mm-hmm.
But they really weren't wild.
They weren't wild hogs. It's just hogs that had just gotten out, you know, and just mm-hmm. They'd take to the woods, you know, and live on acorns.
Did the boars have these big, long things out of the mouth? These long teeth that curl up out of their mouth?
The hogs, you mean?
Yes.
Some of them did.
Were they pretty dangerous?
Well, now let's see. Yeah, tushies. Now that's what you're thinking mm-hmm. about. Well, yes, they could just tear anybody off pieces. Mm-hmm. And I never did like getting close quarters. And we was always told not to get in close quarters with the hog, you know. And we'd feed them, the women folks especially, we'd feed them from the outside of the pen if we fed them.
If you you kept the cows out someplace where they grazed, what would they graze on? Was that did you have a special grass for them? Or?
No, just wild grass a lot of the time. Of course, some people had sown pastures, mm-hmm. and but for the main part, until they got the stock line, well, the stock ran outside, you know, and the fields were fenced, mm-hmm. and I think. Henderson County got stock law, really what they call it, or no fence law, they call it sometimes. Henderson County had it several years before Decatur County did. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a great improvement myself, because it's much easier to fence a pasture and keep up the fence than there's a whole farm and keeping
yes.
cattle out of it. Mm-hmm. I know we've had roguish cattle break into the field, you know, get into the corn, destroy the corn, and oh, that was. Something a pain too.
Yes, it would be.